You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 11th of June 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. It's the end of another glorious week and the weekend is here, the summertime is here, and you know who else is here with us today? That's right, it's Grandpa Dan with us here today. Grandpa, how are you doing? What's life like in Texas?
It's hot. So this is a good example of what weather works in Texas, because people just don't understand. You get these people that move here from somewhere else. They come from California where the weather's the same year round. Then they come here and they bitch about the heat and they bitch about the weather. Let me tell you, this is how the weather works. We've had an unseasonably wet spring. It's been raining basically for 2 months now, you know, with a few days here and there of dry. And then Tuesday it rained and then they shut the spigot off. And today we got a heat index. When you factor in the humidity, the heat index is going to be around 103. So, yes, sweltering hot. This is the way the weather has always been in Texas. It's always been freakish like that. You get spring and then suddenly it's just like you throw a switch and then it's summertime. But yes, of course, what else is hot is sitting down for another Friday installment of the Daily Transitionalist here on Radio Albion.
Well, we certainly have a hot news story today. We are going to be talking about trans pregnancy, or basically pregnancy after medical body modification. And I really don't see much difference between this and so-called conversion therapy. We're told conversion therapy is absolutely terrible. It's the worst thing. It's when somebody homosexual is encouraged to have normative heterosexual relations. And in actual fact, when we hear about trans people getting pregnant, that's actually what has gone on there. What it means is that a woman has got pregnant, which means that they've slept with a man, but they've done so after modifying their body to make themselves look like a man. So what is really the difference between that and conversion therapy? I don't know. Well, we're going to have a look at that today. A transgender man who has given birth to two children has opened up about his traumatic experiences during pregnancy and has stressed the need for better education on trans pregnancy among the medical community and the greater public. Caden Coleman, 34, has a 7-year-old named Azealia and a 10-month-old named Journey with his partner. And while he is clearly a proud father, he describes both of his pregnancies as very tumultuous. Speaking to the Today Show, the Houston-based advocate and educator has detailed how he was misgendered, turned away from care, and even offered an abortion by misguided medical professionals. Well, surely they were just trying to be polite. I mean, if you've got somebody who is pregnant, they're obviously female. You're not going to know really what gender they are trying to present if they are turning up as male, but at the same time, they are female. I mean, the urge to actually get pregnant is not an urge that men have. The very fact that we actually have these transsexuals that claim to be men and then talk about how wonderful it was that they got pregnant, you would think, well, hang on a minute, that is showing you that you are not actually a man in a woman's body. You are a woman who is confused about their gender. I mean, and then to say that it's everybody else that needs to change here, rather than them accepting who they are. I mean, it's just the height of narcissism, really. But this is a Houston-based advocate and educator, Grandpa. Are there many of these around your way then? Are there?
Yeah, no, not in my circles. I don't even know what to say. We need more education both with the medical community and the public at large to get everybody to go on with this insanity. It's worth clicking on the article, the source article, by the way, for the listeners. It's worth clicking on the source article. You're going to want to scroll really fast past the pictures because, yeah, it's some things can't be unseen. But it's worth scrolling past all that, though, to get into the comments, because so many people are basically commenting that stop this world and let me off. And I agree with all of that. I how far down the clown spiral can we go? We haven't hit the bottom yet. We keep thinking we got to be near the bottom. We haven't made it yet.
You know, they're offended that they were being offered an abortion by so-called misguided medical professionals. But I think really the medical professionals were trying to do the right thing there, because men don't get pregnant. And obviously, if you've got somebody here who is trying to present themselves as a man, the last thing they're going to want is to be pregnant, because then obviously people are going to say, well, hang on a minute, you're not a man, you're pregnant. So in actual fact, really what they were trying to do here is the right thing, or so you would think by these transsexuals. I mean, that's what they say, isn't it? They want to be treated as if they are the gender that they are presenting themselves as. And that's what these medical professionals were doing. But it apparently it's not good enough for this transgender. Caden began transitioning from female to male in 2009, but has not had genital construction surgery and has kept his female reproductive organs. In March of 2013, he had a mastectomy to remove his breasts and had to temporarily stop taking testosterone. He was soon shocked to discover he was 5 months pregnant with his first child, whom he gave birth to in 2014. Last January, he was again stunned to learn that he was pregnant again, expecting a child with his boyfriend, Dominique, 30. Does he understand about the process of how you actually get pregnant? I mean, I can't really see how he could be shocked to discover he was pregnant. Surely he understood what was likely to happen if he had engaged in that activity. And surely if he's presenting as a man, what is he doing behaving like that? I mean, I think this guy just wants just craves attention. Like all of these transgenders, they're narcissists, and they really want to just see themselves in the mirror, and they want to see themselves in the news and on the television. And that's what's happened here. It's really just somebody trying to draw attention to themselves. And I guess we really shouldn't give in to it. But I think it's worth discussing just from the point of view that what's really going on here is body modification. You cannot actually turn yourself from a female into a male. All you can really do is harm your body and pretend that you're actually male. But why would you want to do that if you still had a desire to get pregnant? And why would you want to show a pregnant man to the world to confuse everybody? I mean, really, I think it's almost like they're lashing out. They're not happy at the way that they are, and so they're trying to make everybody else confused and feeling weird about things by presenting themselves as a pregnant man. I think that may be what's going on here. What do you make of it, Grandpa?
Jokes have become reality. I remember way back in the day, there was like this joke about, you know, a pickup line being, you know, telling a woman that I'm actually a lesbian trapped in a man's body. It was one of those jokes people would say while they're sitting around drinking a few beers. But now we're basically at reality. And again, the listeners really need to look at the pictures to really soak up the full scope of this. Is her partner a homosexual, or is he not a homosexual? Is this two? It looks like two dudes. I mean, this is one of those, I guess you could say, kind of convincing transitional things. It looks like two dudes at first glance. It's all so blurred up. Breastfeeding is out of the equation. They missed out on that for motherhood because they had their breasts surgically removed. It's all just, I'm like the people in the comments. I'm confused. I don't even know. You can't make sanity out of what is insane. And this whole story is insane. Of course, what really is insane is the fact that they're saying the problem is with everybody else. You have this whole confusing narrative put together this person said they were lesbian, but then they decided they were trans, and then they started transitioning, but then they transitioned from woman to male, but now they're with a man, but they look like a man, and now they've had two kids, but they can't breastfeed them because they had their breasts removed. And the problem is because everybody else keeps misgendering them because everybody's confused. Hell, I'm confused. Who the hell isn't confused? Obviously, these two people are the most confused in this whole scenario. I don't even know what to make. I don't know how they make anything of it. Could you imagine being the OBGYN, you know, the maternity doctor, and this person comes in and you're having to deal with this, and you've got to tiptoe around on eggshells in this cancel climate. You can't misgender. You can't say the wrong thing. So what the hell do you say? Maybe they should have just said, if they were going to suggest an abortion, maybe they should have said, well, you have a unusual cluster of cells in your organs, which totally are not female organs because you're obviously a man. How do you make sense of it? You can't make sense of it. This is utter and complete insanity. But yet again, we're being told that the problem is with everybody else. The problem is you just don't get it. The problem is the world is just not feeding into this. At some point, things are so absurd. You can't be demanded to be accepting and understanding of it. As long as things are within a certain border and you can work with it, I'm good with that. This is so insane. This is so insane. And yet we're all told that we're supposed to pretend that this is real. We're supposed to pretend this makes perfect sense. This is perfectly normal. How are we living in a sustainable society? How is this sustainable? If this is where we're at, this is where we have regressed over the past 10 years, not progressed, regressed over the past 10 years. Where, if this were to continue, where's this so-called society supposed to be in 10 years from now? It's not. This is, nobody in their right mind can look at this logically with a sane mind. Maybe this is just an attempt to make everybody crazy, but nobody can look at this with a sane, logical mind and say, oh, this is totally sustainable. If we continue on this trajectory within 10 years, we're going to be in utopia. No, we're going to be in total societal collapse. And I'm starting to welcome it, to be honest.
It is actually, it's a man with a woman. That's what it is. And it's nothing really remarkable. A woman has got pregnant after being with a man, but the woman chooses to dress as a man and has had her breasts cut off. I mean, that's what this boils down to. I think there's something here about novelty and the way that we live today. We're constantly wanting something new. We're constantly bombarded with excitement, and we're always wanting to the next thing. And I think with a lot of these homosexuals, they're constantly trying for something more, something more, something more. And eventually they think, well, what let's try being the other gender. Let's try living as if we're the opposite gender. And they're just trying to one up one another all the time. And what it really says is that they're not happy with life the way that it is. It shows that there's something very wrong with our society if people have to do things like this in order to feel normal. And quite clearly they don't feel normal because they think that everybody else has got it wrong and they've got it right. You know, I do feel sorry for these people that think that they're actually born in the wrong body, but I think in a lot of cases like this, that's not really what's going on. It can't be if they still have a desire to be pregnant. What we have here is a desire to be different to everybody else. This generation, the smartphone generation, and with Facebook, and everybody's trying to be better than everybody else, trying to be different to everyone else. And I think that's what's really going on here, rather than somebody that thinks that they're actually the wrong gender that's been born into the wrong body. Well, Caden proudly shows off photos of both of his children on Instagram, but he is still struck by how particularly difficult both of his pregnancies were. There was a lot of trauma, he said. Most of that came from inside the birthing world with medical professionals. There was a lot of questioning about my identity, a lot of misgendering, being told I shouldn't be in spaces I was seeking care from because they were considered women's spaces. I was offered an abortion a ridiculous amount of times, he added. Since most people assumed his stomach was just fat, he also missed out on some of the perks of pregnancy, like people making him feel special. But he admits that it was actually better that they didn't know the truth. Again, you've got this confusion here. We're told that these transgenders, they want access to the opposite gender. The transgender males want access to the males' toilets. The transgender females want access to the female toilets. And yet what he is complaining about here is that they didn't actually want him in the female toilets when he was pretending to be a male. And he's saying that they didn't want him in these women's only spaces when he is a woman, but he's presenting as a man. Again, this shows that they can just switch between the genders when they feel like it to suit them. And this is something that people have said. You know, this is what is so ridiculous about being able to just self-identify. You can identify as male one day, you can identify as female the next. If you're a male, you can identify as female and get yourself put in the female prison. This has happened, and there's been rapes that have gone on in these female prisons because a male has decided that they're going to identify as female for the purpose of just getting put in the prison. And that's still the way that things are today, that they're still pushing that people should be able to just self-identify. I think when the Conservative Party were voted in, one of the things that they said that they were going to do was to speed this up and make it easier for somebody to just self-identify. They would no longer need a doctor to say that they were actually the opposite gender. They would just be able to say it themselves, and they'd be able to change their birth certificate and their driving license, and then they'll just be able to change back again when they want to change back again. I mean, this really does show to me that this is just somebody that's just looking for attention, I think. What do you make of the complaints here about not being allowed into the spaces they wanted to be allowed in, Grandpa?
Well, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. They want to do this whole, oh, I'm actually a man, but I also am pregnant and I want to be pregnant and have children, but then I'm going to be offended because, you know, obviously only women can have children. And they go into these women's spaces, which is obviously what a birthing ward is going to be. And it makes everybody uncomfortable and nobody knows how to handle it because it doesn't make any sense. So they're really, it's like they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. You can't, I don't even think you can classify this as actual, you know, the condition where you want to be, you know, the other gender, because this person is doing, they're flip-flopping, as you pointed out, they're flip-flopping back and forth. If you were a man and you transitioned, you seriously did the transition thing to female, you wouldn't want to go back and join like a sports team that's all men because you were supposedly now you self-identify as a woman. You can flip back and be like, well, I want to go and play on this men's rugby team with all my estrogen and my fake tits or whatever. you could do it. It wouldn't make any sense. Everybody would be like, well, it doesn't make any sense. This person's trying to have their cake and eat it too. You brought up the point that this is basically conversion therapy. And I thought that was a really good point because they passed a law here a while back in one of the states that outlawed conversion therapy. And I was really, they were celebrating this as a great thing. And I said, well, how is it a great thing if you have somebody who's homosexual and nobody was going out dragging people off the streets and forcing them in this program? You have people who are homosexual that say, I don't like this lifestyle. I want to break free of this. Here's an option. I can try this voluntarily, their own accord. And the government came in and outlawed that option for these people. What you have here, as you pointed out, is basically conversion therapy. This person was going the lesbian route, and then they were this, and then they were that. Now they're taking this testosterone. They're covered in body hair. They got a beard. But at the end of the day, this is a dude and a woman, and they're having children together. It's also, I guess, reassuring that even transgenderism cannot stop blacks from having lots of kids. I don't know. Is that a silver lining? It's up to you to decide. But no, it's absurd because at the end of the day, there's nothing as far as what's physically happening. A woman is having children by having sex with a man. I mean, that's the same thing that's been happening forever, except now you add all of this body disfigurement into the equation.
Well, the thing is, the actual man there, he could have actually provided milk for the child. Apparently, that's what these transgenders do. They take drugs. If they're male, they take drugs which allow them to lactate. And I was reading an article on this the other day, and it seems that some of them may even be donating that milk. So, I mean, if you do have babies, then make sure that they only have your milk. You're not actually subscribing to some of these milk co-ops that they have, because there are transgender males that are actually sending their milk to these co-ops. Well, continuing with this this article here, I didn't have to walk around in fear, worrying that people wanted to inflict violence on me, he said. They thought I had a beer belly. And they're always talking about this, people wanting to inflict violence on them. Why would somebody want to inflict violence on a transgender? I mean, people are just going to feel sorry for them. Unless that transgender is doing something that they shouldn't be doing. I mean, just somebody who obviously has gender dysphoria, you're going to feel sorry for them. Nobody's going to want to inflict violence on them. If they're invading somebody else's space, if they're molesting somebody, then yes, they might want to inflict violence on them. But I can't see anybody wanting to, you know, be violent towards this man. He just looks like a man with a big beer belly, really. But with the wisdom of his own experiences, he is now working to educate people about being trans and pregnant, and even hosts workshops on the subject. Being trans-inclusive involves more than simply knowing the terminology. It is more than having a few trans friends, and it is certainly more than having the mere desire to be an ally, he said on Instagram. It is work, constant education, understanding your privilege. It's not about whether or not you quote-unquote agree with us. We don't care about your acceptance or agreement. We just want equity and safe, inclusive care, he added. Well, that's not it, is it? What they want is everybody else to go along with their fantasy. They want everybody else to go along with the flip-flopping. He obviously still wants people to refer to him as male when he's in the female birthing space. And he doesn't want them to suggest to him that actually, you know, if you're going to be male, then you can't really be pregnant. Would you like to have an abortion? He's going to take that as being offensive as well. Doesn't matter what you actually do for these people. They're always going to find something else that's wrong. And this is the problem with this condition. It doesn't matter how much work they actually have done on their bodies. They're never actually going to be happy with it. And in actual fact, it's after they've actually had their genitals removed that they're most likely to commit suicide, because they realize then, well, hang on a minute, I can't change my bones. I can't change my hand size. I can't change that Adam's apple that I've got. I mean, it's never ending with this body modification, which is why it's best never to actually get started on that route. What we should be doing with these people is treating them and encouraging them to be happy in the body that they're actually in. And I am pleased that she discovered that she was actually not a lesbian and that she could actually be with a man. It's just a shame that she decided to cut her breasts off and take testosterone in order to do this. But that is essentially what this is. It's a normal heterosexual relationship, but the female has engaged in body modification and prefers to be addressed as a male, and that's all there is to it. And yet somehow they've managed to make an entire living out of this and get television programs out of it. I mean, and now considers themselves to be an educator. What do you make of this, Grandpa? Do you understand your privilege?
Yeah, you know, what's really striking about this is they're the victim no matter what. It would be one thing if someone such as this, the person in this article, was taking it all upon themselves, you know, this is a tough road to hoe, but this is the way I've decided to live my life, so I'm going to soldier on through it. But they put the responsibility of the difficulties on everybody else. They sit here and say, it's work, constant education. The work isn't for them to do. See, the work is for everybody else to do. All of you people that aren't going along with it sufficiently to my ever-shifting standards, y'all need to do more work. Y'all need to meet more education. The problem is everybody else. That's what I think is one, besides just looking at it as what it is. It's one of the things that's so off-putting about the whole thing is they're putting all the responsibility for what they're doing on everybody else. It's everybody else's responsibility to do the work, to get the constant education, to understand your privilege so that you make my life easier. Well, you're the one that chose to live like this. Live with it. If you choose to transition, you know, that's a burden you've taken on yourself, and you got to soldier through it. That's what you're going to do. Well, this person is trying to shove all of that responsibility on everybody else. I also love how they go through this entire article talking about how, you know, it's everybody else's problem for not being accepting enough. But then they go and say it's not about whether or not you, quote unquote, agree with us. We don't care about your acceptance or agreements. This entire freaking article is about them caring about your acceptance and agreement. They're demanding that everybody get re-educated and learn what they're supposed to do so their feelings don't get hurt, because their feelings getting hurt is violence. And you're all the problem. The whole thing is about you've got to change so that we feel good. But then they have the nerve to sit here and say, we don't care about your acceptance or agreement. Well, then, good. Why are we having this stupid article then? Obviously, you do care. I just cannot get over the fact that this person is doing this flip-flop, this trying to have their cake and eat it too. Again, we hear about the whole bathroom thing, which I always thought was absurd anyway, the whole trannies in the bathroom thing. Oh, that was the big thing. We're just constantly fed this white noise of crap that we're supposed to be outraged about. Trannies in the bathroom, like trannies are sneaking around, going in the bathroom. And I always said the same thing. Well, what did trannies always do? If you have somebody that's a passable transgender and they go in the ladies' room, they take a shit and leave, nobody's going to know the difference. It's when you have some guy that has like 3 days growth wearing a dress, walks in the ladies' room, people are going to be offended like that. Well, no shit. You know, no shit. This person has done like the opposite of that. They transition to a man. They're convincing enough. They no doubt go into the men's bathroom and nobody raises an eyebrow. But now they're essentially complaining that they can't go in the women's bathroom with their beard and what looks like a big beer gut. It just keeps shifting. It just keeps going back and forth. Why? Because this person is some level of crazy. This is crazy. They're not even gender dysphoric. They're just nuts because they keep trying to go back and forth. Somebody that's actual got gender dysphoria, they say, I am a man or I am a woman, and they stick with that. This person isn't even doing that. They're going back and forth, and now they're over here, and oh, now I want to go in the OBGYN ward, in the birthing ward with all the women, but now I'm offended because you're treating me like a man and not a woman, but I'm not a woman, I'm a man. It's insanity. This is so absurd. How can anybody take this seriously? And yet it's presented not as just being serious, but you're supposed to, I guess what? You're supposed to read this and feel guilty because we're just not educated enough. Oh, we need to do more work. See, the problem is everybody else. The problem is everybody else that needs to do more work for this one outlier of a freaking person. They're an outlier in the trans community. I'm going to say it again. Even in someone like this is an outlier of an outlier. They're like a fraction of a fraction of a percent. But the whole entire general population now needs to be re-educated by this person who somehow magically is making money being an educator. Who pays that? Who the hell is paying for this person to be a quote-unquote educator? I'd like to know. It's a scam. It's insanity. This is a fraction of the population, but everybody else now needs to be re-educated for this tiny fraction of a percentage of the population so that their ever-shifting demands, their ever-shifting feelings don't get hurt.
It is peak clown world, isn't it? Well, inclusive care can mean a lot of things, including offering more literature and resources for pregnant trans people, using more inclusive language, and offering better protection for trans people when they seek medical care. Today cites a National Transgender Discrimination Survey that found that 28% of respondents reported being harassed in medical settings. 2% even said they were victims of violence in a doctor's office. In fact, 22% of transgender and non-binary people have home births instead of hospital births, compared to 1% in the general population, which puts them at greater risk. And I do wonder if the violence in a doctor's office was them just being misgendered because the doctor thought that they were male and they actually said that they were female, and you would think that maybe they would prefer to have a home birth rather than a hospital birth, where they run the risk of being stared at because it looks rather confusing to see a male person giving birth or what looks like somebody that is male giving birth. I think part of this is this desire to freak people out. You know, the hippies in the 60s, they loved freaking people out. It was a big buzz for them. And I think that's, you know, there's a certain element of that with these transgenders. They want to freak people out, especially these ones that get pregnant, because really that is saying, you know, they really can't actually be anything more feminine than actually being pregnant. So for somebody to claim to be they're transgender and they're really male, and yet they then go and get pregnant. I mean, it's the ultimate in femininity, really, is to get pregnant. Postnatal care is important too, Caden said. He suffered from postpartum depression and very real suicidal thoughts after the birth of his first child. When I found out I was pregnant again, the first thing I thought to myself was, I don't want to have another situation like that, he said on Instagram. Still, pregnancy hasn't been all bad. I do enjoy parts of being pregnant, like the fact it makes my beard thicker. I mean, that really is something you're likely to hear a woman saying, isn't it? I mean, he, everybody's supposed to be a bloke, but I mean, do blokes want to get pregnant because they want to make their beard thicker? I mean, this is just so bizarre to me. Grandpa, I'm just going to hand it over to you. I mean, that's just blown my mind here. He likes being pregnant because it makes his beard thicker.
Let's look at this. This person is taking all of this testosterone. They've gone through all of this. They've had their breasts removed, these surgeries, all of these procedures to make them look like a dude covered in body hair. But we're supposed to be told what's really putting them at risk is giving birth at home like people have done for centuries. Like, it's this great, I don't know, weird science, you know, weird act for a child to be. It's like landing an airplane. You know, people worry about landing a plane. You're going to land a plane. You are going to land. Now, whether you come out in one piece or not, it's another story. If you're giving birth, that baby is coming out. Whether you're in a hospital receiving some painkillers or whatnot, or whether you're at home, or whether you're out trekking across the Serengeti, when your body says it's time to birth this child, the child's coming out. It doesn't require like a team of scientists to make that happen. I have to really wonder about how this harassment in the doctor's office, how does that even work? And violence. I think you definitely hit that point what is this violence? Well, it must have been something that hurt their feels. I can't even picture they walked in there and said, well, I'm this guy, but I'm pregnant. And the doctor's like, well, hold on a second. And he's back there, starts fashioning a rope to put hang off of the little curtain thing in the back, firing. Hold on, I got to fire up my gas chamber back here. Needs you to shower off real quick. I mean, what is this violence? We're never told, because it's just real in their minds. It's all insanity. You cannot make any sort of logical sense. It will make you crazy too. This is insane. This is literally people that have mental problems. As a society, instead of helping this person who's obviously nuts, instead of trying to help someone like that, as a society, we're demanding that everybody else reform and change their behavior to go along with the delusion. I always point out, if you had somebody that was schizophrenic and they see demons crawling up the wall and they have these hallucinations, imagine not treating those people and instead telling everybody else the problems with them because they don't see the demons crawling up the wall. This is what we have here. This person isn't even, as you've said already, Sven, I don't even think you can classify this person as transgender because they're going back and forth. They're not setting on, oh, I'm a man. I'm sure that's why they were offered an abortion, because the doctors studied up on what they're supposed to go along with. You're supposed to treat this person as a man. And this person comes in and says, well, I'm pregnant. And as a doctor, you're like, oh, this is a big problem because I'm supposed to treat you as a man. You want to be treated as a man. A man is not going to want to get pregnant. Do you want an abortion? Oh my gosh, I'm offended at that as well. This is utter insanity. You cannot make sense of the insane. We look at it, we sit here and shake our heads. But I'm saying there is no making sense of this because it is literally insanity. And now we get what this killer end quote, the money shot quote. Pregnancy hasn't been all that bad. I enjoy parts of being pregnant, like the fact that it makes my beard thicker. Stop this clown train. I want off. I don't care if I have to walk the rest of the way to where I'm going. I want off the train.
I think even the transsexuals will want to distance themselves from that one, being told that if you're a female to male transsexual and you really want to look manly and have a big thick beard, then the best thing to do is to get pregnant. Well, Caden previously opened up about his decision to transition. I knew I wanted to transition in 2007, but at that time, there weren't very many resources and a female to male transition wasn't very common, he continued. I identified as a lesbian at the time, and my girlfriend was not okay with me transitioning and tried to talk me out of it. So it wasn't until 2009 that I started the process. I had to stop taking testosterone 6 weeks prior to the top surgery, and a month after I had it, I conceived my first child, he recalled. I thought I was just gaining weight, but actually I was growing a baby. So really what happened here is they must have stopped identifying as a lesbian because they got pregnant, and you can't get pregnant by a lesbian partner, can you? And I guess unless the lesbian partner is a bloke that's actually identifying as a female. He continued, when Azealia was born, there were a lot of people who said they felt sorry for her and that she would grow up and be confused. When I had Azealia, I had to switch my health insurance back from male to female and had to deal with them calling me Mrs. Coleman when I was in the waiting room. I think it is important that people understand that there are a plethora of trans identities. We are not all one and the same. Just because I went from female to male doesn't mean I have a desire to date women or be hypermasculine or even be cisgender. I don't have to hate my body or object to parts of it to be considered a real man, he said. I'm lucky enough to have a working uterus and reproductive system that allows me to carry a child and create life. So why should I have to reject that part of me just because I'm trans? Well, really, I don't think they're trans, are they? Because they really want the best of both worlds, because obviously they were quite happy being pregnant. They're saying that they don't have a desire to date women. Well, men have a desire to date women. That's part of being male, is wanting to be with women. And he or she, I don't even know how she wants to actually be referred to. She got pregnant, and yet she didn't like being referred to as female by the insurance, and yet she wanted to be referred to as female when she was actually giving birth. I mean, it's just all too much for me. But I do think you're right, Grandpa. I think this he or she is an outlier of an outlier, and this isn't really representative of gender dysphoria. It's representative of narcissism. What do you make of this health insurance thing here that he is so upset about?
Well, actually, it just dawned on me. You remember you see those old pictures, like the things from the old traveling sideshows, and they had the bearded woman, and that was like one of the freak shows. This is all this is. This is the bearded woman from the sideshow. That's all. We're acting like this is all something weird and new, but now it just dawned on me. This was, you could go back to the early 1900s, late 1800s, if you went to the circus and went to the freak show, and they had the bearded woman. This is just the bearded woman. They're doing everything. They're doing everything basically female, except walking around with this beard. And I love how they talked about, oh, there weren't very many resources for female to male transitions, but mastectomies have been around for a long time. They just had to go in and get a double mastectomy. They got their breasts removed. There you go. La-la. Put them on testosterone. They didn't do the lower transitioning where they mutilate their vagina for some reason. They're not doing homosexual stuff because obviously she's getting pregnant. It is confusing because it's insanity. It's utter insanity. But now I feel better because it doesn't feel so new. She's just the bearded woman's fan. This is just the freak show. Only now the bearded woman is demanding that everyone in the audience go along with the insanity.
Well, I still don't know whether they want to be referred to as female, as in the fact that they were in the birthing room, or whether they want to be referred to as male. At the end of the podcast, I'm just as confused as I was when we began. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.